This is Conversations That Count. I'm Brent Cunningham. This is part two of a conversation that I had with Pastor Rob Coles, our executive pastor here at Timberline Church, and we were discussing how we go through some of the times in our lives when disappointment hits us, and oftentimes we direct frustration toward God. So join us for this conversation, and I think that you'll be as challenged as we've been.
Another aspect to the disappointment we go through in difficulty is Scripture talks about when God comforts us in times of difficulty, we're able to use that same comfort we receive to help others make it through a time in their life. And so not only do I believe God redeems our disappointment and our pain, but then He turns around and uses us to help others find health and recovery and redemption in the midst of their pain.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 1:3.
Why don't you read that?
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 1:3 in the NIV reads, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort." Mm-hmm. Then in verse 4, "This God who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we have received from God."
Yeah.
So that's that kind of reciprocal relationship.
Yes.
There, right?
Yep.
Of God allows maybe some of that disappointment, some of that discomfort, so that when He does bring salve to some of those hurts, we then in turn are stronger so that we can minister to someone else maybe?
Yes. Well, I really believe that. And you see it in a practical application just in, I mean, even a scenario, for example, meeting with someone who struggles with an addiction to alcohol. There's much that, you know, I can pray with that person. We can look at some biblical principles, those kinds of things. But one thing I can't say to that person is to look them in the eye and say, "I know how you feel."
Mm-hmm.
"And here's how God brought deliverance in my life from this alcoholism." Whereas someone who's been there and experienced the healing of God can say, "I do know how you feel, and this is what God did for me." Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't mean that you can't minister to someone unless you've gone through what they've gone through. But there is a measure of connection and credibility, I think, that comes when you have journeyed through difficult things yourself and you're sharing what is experience and not just something you've learned from a book.
We minister in a totally different way once we've actually gone through something.
Yeah, yeah.
That is good.
Well, and it also, you know, the verse you read talks about a God of compassion. And I think going through difficulty in life gives us compassion for people when they're going through difficulty in life. I think sometimes it's easy for us to, when we've never experienced pain, to look at people who suffer and maybe kind of flippantly say, "Why don't you just get over it? You know, when are you going to get past this?"
Yeah.
When we don't even have a clue what they're facing and the hurt in their life. And when you experience pain, even if it's not the same kind of pain, I think if you allow it to, again, there's that old saying, it can make you bitter or better. And if you let it make you better, then you're not as quick to pass judgment on someone else who's suffering because you know what it's like to hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hurts make us humane, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They keep us that way. They keep us tender.
Yeah.
So that would make sense.
Yep.
Why God might allow that.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, it seems to me one thing that I always focus on and, well, I try to focus on would be a more honest way to put it. I try to focus on in my life when disappointment hits, because I remember my mom just driving this into me as a kid, you know, growing up, that when, you know, all the way back, I remember being in school and I didn't get, you know, I wasn't in the right section of class that I wanted to be in, and most of my friends were in another class, and you know, as a middle schooler, that's huge, and, you know, just from there on out, you know, the tiny little things to the big things today. I remember her saying to me, "God cares as much, if not more, about how you react to the situation than the situation itself." Or
that's
as the
good.
Situation itself.
Yeah.
Meaning, what is God looking for? Okay, disappointment hits. And He's looking, saying, "Okay, I want to see how are you going to respond. Are you going to get mad? Are you going to curse at this person? Are you just going to, you know, forget me? Or are you going to turn to me and say, God, I don't get it. This doesn't make sense. And I'm kind of ticked off.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put my hand in your hand. And I'm going to walk through it. And he says that's the kind of person that, like you said, it builds something in them.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when they do finally get off on that exit that God has for them, there's an even more challenging maneuver they have to make.
Yes.
On the road. And he says they wouldn't have been able to handle it had they not handled this difficulty of getting all the way in the right lane and then back in the left and having to, you know, maneuver through all these obstacles.
Yes.
In life. So it seems
that's
like
good.
Attitude is huge. And I don't mean a false optimism.
Yeah.
But I mean a... sort of a rugged, put my hand in God's hand and
yeah.
and have that faith. I think of Swindoll has said before, life is 10% what happens to us, 90% how we respond.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think that's accurate?
I do. And the interesting thing is the only thing we have control over is how we respond. Because we don't really control what... I mean, I suppose our decisions put us in environments where things can happen that maybe wouldn't happen had we not made those decisions. But
right.
for the most part, when it comes to disappointment, oftentimes we can't control what happens to us, but we can control our response and how we let it affect our lives and impact our lives. And I guess as I was listening to you talk, I think you identified something really important when it comes to dealing with disappointment. And when you said you put your hand in God's, and that to me is trust. And it really comes down to, do we trust that God loves us, that he's working all things for the good of those who love him, that are called according to his purpose, that somehow, as horrible as this is, he's going to work it to good because of
yeah.
his love in my life. And it's a choice. I think trust is not just an emotion, it's a choice. And we choose to put our hand in his and to trust that he's in control.
Yeah.
We don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. But I will trust in what I do know. And what I do know is that God loves me. And that this life is not the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that he will see this through if I will just obey him and follow him. Easier said than done.
Yeah. Rob, this is such a challenging conversation for me. I mean, this really brings mm-hmm. out the heart of... Because there's no one untouched by... disappointment. I mean, the great
yeah.
men and women of faith
yeah.
who have come before us every single day, right? There's always a new disappointment waiting to happen. And
yeah.
that's not a pessimist approach to life. I think that's just
right.
a realist approach. I mean, that's saying this is the world we live in. We live in a fallen world. And it's sometimes surprising to me when I'm in a good state of mind, when I look around both at myself and others and say, why are we so shocked when disappointment comes?
Yeah.
But we are, aren't we? I
yeah.
mean, we're just... I can't believe it. God's not doing what I want him to do.
Yeah, that's so true.
What would you say, I mean, this is a good conversation, but realizing that it's not just you and I in this conversation, a lot of other people are in this conversation as well. What would you say to that person who is at that point where it's not a good place, and they are saying, I am frustrated, I don't get it, and it doesn't make sense?
Yeah, boy. Well, I think there's probably a lot that could be said, but my mind goes to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And boy, it's easy to read and hard to believe, but I would say for those going through times of real disappointment or just difficult times that they don't understand, to put their trust in what they do know. And there's plenty that God has revealed in his word that we can know for sure. That we don't, there's a lot that we question, but there's a lot we don't have to question. And one of the things that we never have to question is whether or not God loves us, because he sealed that when he gave his son to die for us and settled how much he loves us. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. And I think to put your trust in knowing that he loves you, you know, I share just one last little picture that helps me when I go through times like this. And that is, as a parent, I've two sons that are teenagers now, but when they were little babies, and you've got a new baby in your life, and so you'll
mm-hmm.
you know exactly you're about to be going through this, you got to take them in for their regular shots. And no parent likes that, because you're going to take them into this room that's foreign to them, a foreign environment. You're going to take off their clothes so you remove their security and what they feel, and this strange doctor is going to approach your baby with this big needle and stick that needle in their leg, and you're going to hold them on that table, and they're going to look at you with big tears in their eyes, the daddy they trust who is allowing pain to come into
yeah.
their body, And there is no possible way at that moment for you to explain why that's a good thing. But when it's all over, that baby, a little confused maybe as to why daddy had a part in this, but that baby's going to wrap his or her arms around you and hold you and cry on you and cling to you. And I just, sometimes when I go through difficult things, it helps me to see God as my father and to realize, you know what? It may be that God could never, this side of heaven, explain why this is going on in my life. But I'm going to cling to him because I know that he loves me. And I think sometimes our response is just to hold on and cry. And God can handle our tears. He can handle our frustration. He can handle our questions. We may not get an answer that's satisfactory this side of heaven, but we can know that he loves us.
For more information on this audio recording or others like it, go to www.brentcunningham.org. All Bible passages read on this recording were from the New International Version, unless otherwise noted.